In this bulletin, Labor criticises the federal government for allowing aged care staff to work across multiple facilities. Former Attorney General Christian Porter drops his defamation case against the ABC. And changes to Super Netball season due to COVID-19. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. Peggy Giacomelos with you. Labor is concerned the federal government has permitted aged care staff to work across multiple facilities, posing a serious health risk. Victoria has recorded 11 community cases today, taking the total number of infections linked to the outbreak to 51 and primary close contacts to 4,200. Concerns have been raised after it was revealed a second aged care employee who tested positive had worked across multiple sites, and a second aged care resident is now being retested for COVID-19. Labor's Health Minister Mark Butler says the government needs to be held to account.
We've seen an aged care worker who worked, as I understand it, at the R-Care facility at Maidstone, working in another facility as well, potentially exposing residents at that second facility. So I think the government needs to explain why they thought the risk had receded to such a degree that it was able to lift the ban that was in place last year.
And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the border with Victoria will remain open despite the evolving COVID-19 crisis interstate. The Premier says the situation in Victoria is concerning and she's warning residents not to travel there.
My heart goes out for the people of Victoria. They've been down this path before and I can't imagine what it would be like having to go through so many instances when your life is so massively disrupted. I mean, that's what's happening around other parts of the world and it doesn't take much for the most vulnerable to be impacted.
Meanwhile, over 4 million Australians have now received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Over 600,000 people have come forward to be vaccinated in the past week. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is urging people to present for their second dose as the second dose campaign for AstraZeneca vaccine begins this week.
Anybody who has been vaccinated, when your time comes after 12 weeks, please come forward to have that second dose. The first dose is, of course, absolutely fundamental and, as Professor Murphy and Paul Kelly have affirmed, provides the bulk of the protection. And so we want every Australian to continue to come forward at the earliest possible time.
In other news, former Attorney General Christian Porter will discontinue his federal court defamation case against the ABC and reporter Louise Milligan. The ABC and Christian Porter were expected to attend mediation in an attempt to settle the dispute out of court. Mr. Porter was Attorney General when the ABC published a report in February stating a now deceased woman had alleged a cabinet minister had raped her when they were both under the age of 18. Prime Ministers of Australia and New Zealand have discussed an extension of travel for the Pacific. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and the PM Scott Morrison say travel options will be extended for Pacific neighbours when safe to do so through the Trans-Tasman quarantine-free travel zone. The leaders also discussed climate change and trade at the annual Australian-New Zealand Leaders Forum. Mr. Morrison says the two countries are continuing their pledge to roll out the COVID-19 vaccine in the Pacific.
We've committed further to the work we're doing in the Pacific to provide not only the vaccines in our own countries, but of course to support the vaccination program, whether it's in Fiji or whether it's in Tonga or many other places. We are covering the challenge that exists there.
The families of two deceased Afghan interpreters are urging the federal government to include them in withdrawals of Australian forces from the country. The families fear they will be killed by the Taliban if they don't leave Afghanistan with Australian troops in September. One family member, Muhammad Afzal, told SBS Dari he faced threats from the Taliban after the death of his son Ahmad Jawid in 2017. In netball news, Super Netball has switched two Melbourne games interstate in an attempt to keep the season running. The Melbourne Vixens and Collingwood Magpies were scheduled to host the Adelaide Thunderbirds and West Coast Fever at Melbourne's John Cain Arena on Saturday. The Vixens will now take on the Thunderbirds at USC Stadium on the Sunshine Coast on Sunday afternoon. And the Magpies will now play the Fever at Sydney's Ken Rosewall Arena on Saturday at 3 p.m. Let's check out Tuesday's weather for you now. Partly cloudy in Perth, 19 degrees, 20 in Adelaide, and partly cloudy as well. Much the same for Melbourne, 17. Similar conditions in Hobart, 16. Morning frost and a cloudy 14 degrees in Canberra. In Wollongong, mostly sunny and 21. Much the same in Sydney, 20. Sunny as well in Newcastle, 21 degrees. Sunny for you in Brisbane as well, where it'll be 23. A couple of showers about though in Cairns, 26. And sunny for Darwin and 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.